From Tibbetts, March 25th, 2013, this is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tibbetts staff. Microsoft has released Skype 6.3, a maintenance release to the Internet Telephony app with a smattering of new features. The update adds a slideshow view that displays other participants when you are the current speaker in a group call, including group calls when someone else is screen sharing. It also adds an in-call dial pad for generating DTMF, that's dual-tone multi-frequency tones, which is displayed after pressing the dial pad in the call toolbar while you're on a call with a phone number. The release also brings several improvements, including the capability to sign into Skype when using Ecamm's call recorder software and optimized preference menus for Danish, Italian, Japanese, and Korean localizations. Ergonis Software has released PopCare 10.6.2 with a couple of improvements for quickly finding special characters in the font discovery utility. The update adds a Command F keyboard shortcut to enter the search field, and you can also start typing a search string when the cursor is in PopCare's character table. The contextual menu gets a couple of additions, including a copy character description command that copies a brief summary of the selected Unicode character, and a copy font list command that copies a list of font names. The release also adds support for Unicode 6.2, improves appearance of the group pop-up button, particularly for Retina displays, fixes a bug that prevented some fonts from being detected in certain apps, such as Microsoft Word, and provides a workaround for window flickering in OS 10.10.8 Mountain Lion. Finally, you can now manually launch PopCare and open the PopCare window by double-clicking its icon in the Finder. Previously, double-clicking the Finder icon closed the PopCare window if it had already been open. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and Dusk Keyboard. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.